It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Taylor Swift opened the show of the Billboard Music Awards last night with a marching band and Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco. They sang their new song, Me. So she's getting a bunch of heat online from Beyonce fans because they're saying that she copied Beyonce by using a marching band theme for the performance. Swifties have pointed out that Beyonce did not invent the marching band and that way back in 2009, Taylor Swift did a whole marching band costume and theme for her tour. So that's like a big fight on Twitter right now. Other big winners include Cardi B. She got a top rap song for her song I Like It with Bad Bunny and J Balvin and top 100 song for her collaboration with Maroon 5 Girls Like You. Drake was the biggest winner at the 2019 Billboard Music Awards, taking 12 awards, including the night's top honor, and he kind of made a Game of Thrones joke.
I got to thank everybody that contributed to this project, and I need a glass of champagne, and hey, shout out to Arya Stark for putting in that work last week. Hey.
Korean boy band BTS won top social artist and top duo and group. BTS also took the stage with Halsey to perform their collaborative single Boy With Love together for the very first time. Ariana Grande was among the night's biggest stars, performing and taking home the top female artist in Billboard Chart Achievement Awards. Juice WRLD was named top new artist. Mariah Carey was honored for her career with the Icon Award, and former American Idol judge and singer Paula Abdul closed the show by performing a medley of her hits. Cardi B told Entertainment Tonight that she got a boob job after giving birth to her daughter, Culture.
I feel good, and then sometimes I feel like now your skin is, like, more stretched out. I just got my boobs redone.
Are you in pain at all?
No.
No.
Not no more. My daughter f***ed me up.
Cardi also talked about experiencing mom guilt.
I do experience that mom guilt, you know, like, it's like right now my baby's with me. It makes me so sad sometimes because it's like, oh my gosh, all that traveling, and I know her sleeping schedule is getting a little messed up, and I know every single time that she get on an airplane, it's all good until the landing, she starts crying, and I just be feeling so sad.
Jeopardy host Alex Trebek sat down with Good Morning America for his first live interview since announcing that he had pancreatic cancer.
My oncologist tells me I'm doing well, even though I don't always feel it. I'm used to dealing with pain, but what I'm not used to dealing with is these surges that come on suddenly of deep, deep sadness. And it brings tears to my eyes. I've discovered in this whole episode, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm a bit of a wuss.
He is trying to keep a positive attitude, though, and talked about hoping to be back on the air later this year.
I just take it as it comes. It's no big deal. I go in and I sit down, I joke with the nurses, and I'm there for an hour and a half while they inject all this stuff into me, and then I go home. What am I going to do? It is something that I'm afflicted with. We are dealing with it chemically and spiritually, and hopefully everything is going to turn out well, and I'll be back on the air with original programming come this September.
Coming up next in the garbage in less than an hour, a sex scandal involving Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Oh, no.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, it's Ask Alex. And you know what we can do? We can disguise your voice. We can change your name because we like to help answer your questions. Should Elena adopt her troubled sister's child while her husband is deployed? This story is probably one of the deepest conversations we've had, I think, in the history of the Joe and Alex Show. I'm not just hyping that up. You don't want to go anywhere. It's coming up in about 7 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.